Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bow, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Amigos, I'm so sorry, I'm having a bit of a technical problem here. Well, actually, not technical problem, it's a material problem. Some of these, oh, God. Anyway, whatever, you know, it's live anyway. So, let's see if I can share this one. You know, it's just that I've had this case of CDs that I've been trying to play, you know, tucked away, you know, for quite a while, and I should have checked them before, you know. But anyway, I know you guys out there, you know, will be understanding, you know, about the situation that's going on right now, you know. Let's play one little track here by this folky band, Los Jarcas, and then we're going to get into the paraphernalia of it all, you know. Let's go. I want to play this one. I'm so sorry, man. Forgive me, man. Anyway, after this track, you know, I'll be talking to you about some certain subjects, man. You know, don't go away.
Some of the left up. Sufras más, no perdas que estando abusando.
Okay, amigos, that's a little bit of plenty, actually. I could not find my way around. No, actually, I did. What I was going to say earlier on was that, you know, the situations, you know, around the world, you know, which I'll talk about most of the time, has not changed much, you know, that only the latest news, you know, that I got from a friend in the friend from Venezuela, he said to me that the Russian ships have been arriving on the coasts of the Caribbean and Venezuela, you know, and yeah, because of the offer by Russia to support Venezuela in case of an aggression from the United States, you know. I hope that everything is going to stop. They're going to stop bullying each other. And the latest subject is like war, you know, and we all know what it's all about, you know, when the Americans, they offer their democracy to defend the country, you know, from whatever thing they create their own. They create their own wars, you know, and they fight their own wars, you know. It's like my grandma used to make the bread and eat the bread. You know, Americans, they create the war and they fight the wars, you know. There's no war in your country. No worries, man. We'll create something there, you know. But it's all to do with profits and benefits they get out of wars, you know. The only people that who don't get any benefits or profits are the innocent people, the people in the middle who are the victims of all this aggression and all these, actions, you know, that violent actions and created by the people who want to make the money. All they want to do is just make the money and control your resources and everything. Now in Nigeria, you know, they're offering to go to Nigeria and fight the supposed to be Islamic terrorists, you know. I don't know, it's a lot of things going on, but those are internal things, you know, internal things. You know, they don't have to go in there, you know, and offer you help, and eventually you I want something back now, you know. If you want to help, you know, send medical stuff, you know, medication, food, you know, to help the innocent people that are in the middle of it all, you know. And that is what I don't know why they don't understand that little point, you know. Instead of destroying the earth, you know, like they're everywhere, mining there, mining on the other side, bombs dropping on the planet, you know, everywhere. They're destroying the planet, you know. They're destroying the planet, you know. Have you seen the big crack, you know, along the Antarctic, you know, that is being created by all this climate change, obviously, yeah, and the effect of happening, you know, they think that because they are on the other side of the world, nothing's going to happen on this side of the world, right? But it's like a globe, you know, it's like say an orange, you know, like a round thing, right? So you make a little cut on one side, you know, but and then air will get through the orange, you know, and then travel and then start to rot the other side of the orange. You know what I mean? This is how it works. Why do you think oranges, they're all covered in skin to protect, you know, what is the consumer's idea of eating, you know, the inside of the orange. As soon as you take that off, either the inside of the orange goes really, really dry, or it just goes to bits, you know, goes to rot, you know. I'm making it very simple for everyone to understand, you know, but I don't know if those people up there, you know, in power, who are in control, supposed to be in control of everything. I wonder if they know what's going on. I don't think they do. I think they do. They think about their future, you know. Oh, we're going to have this house. We're going to have all this. We're going to have all this money. If that money was being used properly on people, but money created by making the world a better place, without the wars, you know, without no one needs wars, you know, no one needs wars. The only people who need wars are the ones who want to make money, you know, because they make war between two countries, you know, and then they sell the weapons to both countries. So that is a bad thing. Anyway, amigos, I just want to have a little break, you know, from this type of subjects, you know, because I know that people out there, you know, some of them, they don't agree with what I'm saying. They don't agree with my faith, you know, my belief, my they don't agree with that. I know, I noticed, you know, because whenever I go places, you know, people ask me questions. You know, so where are you from, man? I'm from Chile, in South America, you know. Oh, wow, man, what are you doing in England? And so I tell, oh, I'm a political exile, man, you know. I ran away from fascism. I didn't run away. Fascism kicked us out, you know. And if they've been allowed to do that, you know, they would have been the same situation as in Gaza, you know, that they want to kick everybody out so they can take control of the country, you know, and they don't want no opposition. No opposition whatsoever. That's a dictatorship, right? So here we go. What about the government right now? What's going on here? You know, illegal marches, you know, illegal chanting, illegal this, illegal that, illegal... Oh, wow, man. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Because maybe one day in the future, they will control that too. They will control how many times you breathe in and how many times you breathe out, you know. And if you do too many, maybe they tax you, you know. Who knows? Who knows, man? You know, maybe I'm talking a lot of poo right now, but who knows? Who knows, right? Yeah, we always expect, you know, our lives to be nice and relaxed, you know, cool and everything, you know. But sometimes we make decisions, you know, like voting for the wrong person. And that person also lied to all of us. They've lied to the people in order to get the votes. So when they are in power and they made their own rules and they changed their ideas, you know, and their plans and the project and the manifesto that they presented during their candidacy, you know, that's when we've been betrayed. That's what I'm saying right now, you know. That's what I was saying. I said earlier on, mentioned it very shortly, that about socialism, you know, socialism works. It does work if it's used in the right way, right? If it's used in the right way, it will work. And that is the reason why South America now, they're turning into socialism, trying to give it a shot as something different, right? But keep an eye on that, because as soon as the other side, the opposite side to socialism, finds out that socialism is working, they want to bring their democracy. And you know who I'm talking about. Right. So be careful. Because the USA democracy, I'm telling you straight away. In Afghanistan, look at Afghanistan right now. USA democracy in Iraq. Look at Iraq now. USA democracy in Libya. Look at Libya now. You know, it's just have a look around. Look around, investigate, research, you know. And then you think, oh, God, wow. No, but the communists and the socialists, and the media tells you the communists and socialists, and communist socialists. Meanwhile, behind the curtain, there's a lot of crap going on, you know, with the other side. You know, but they accuse it. You know, it's like the devil. Whoa, look at the Zionists now with the Nazism, right wing, and all this stuff. You know, this weekend in Sheffield, there was a march, a protest, you know, anti UKIP, right? And EDL probably were there. All the right wings people, supporters were there with their ideology. And so. Let down, you know, because all those people, all those veterans from the First and Second World War who fought, died to defeat Nazism, fascism, you know. And nowadays, people are kind of like praising this type of thing, you know. and trying to divide us all between us, you know. They want us to fight each other and stuff. So the more we fight, the more in control they are, you know. So wake up, people. Let's play some music, man. Let's play some music. Let's make this little space that I'm giving the opportunity to play music for you. Let's make it a little bit of, you know, joyful, okay? Let's go for it, man.
Oye, y me encuentro aquí con los muchachos de Morales. Bien.
Qué bonita es la vida y qué bonito es el cielo. Yo me desespero por tu amor porque te quiero. Soy feliz porque te tengo conmigo. Hago lo que pidas nada más por tu cariño, señorita. Labios de rubí, pida sus deseos, se los voy a cumplir. Me paso suspirando, pensando en ti, contando los minutos cuando no estás junto a mí. Le compro un par de rosas, la llevo al cine, pongo mi camisa en el suelo pa' que camine. No hay cosa que no pueda hacer por ti, mi niña, pues te lo mereces, eres dulce como piña. A lo que me refiero, yo sin ti me muero. No tengo ni un futuro sin ti, así no puedo. Tu ser no es en vano y es porque te amo. Es un infinito lo que siento a tu lado.
Solo contigo, contigo quiero estar. No me la paso ni un minuto sin pensar. Con tu cariño y con tu amor yo quiero estar y gozar. Y perderme en tu calor hasta llegar al final.
Solo pienso en estar contigo. Solo quiero que todo lo que quieras hacer lo hagas conmigo. Tú me haces feliz y si esto es amor, no creo que seas capaz de darme dolor. En el teléfono nos dormimos platicando, queriendo estar juntos para estarnos abrazando. Son sentimientos que yo nunca he sentido. Pasar el tiempo contigo es lo más chido. Inseparables de la mano en todos lados, jurando nunca pasar la vida separados. Nos conocemos de los pies a la cabeza y te trato como si fueras mi princesa. De vez en cuando por cositas alegamos, pero lo más que me gusta es cuando nos contentamos. No tengo duda que eres solo para mí y la vida no me la puedo imaginar
solo
sin ti.
Contigo, contigo quiero estar. No me la paso ni un minuto sin pensar. Con tu cariño y con tu amor yo quiero estar y gozar. Y perderme en tu calor hasta llegar al final. Hasta llegar al final.
¿Será por tus lindos ojos o tu manera de ser? ¿Será por lo que jugamos al anochecer? No sé, pero yo estoy enamorado. No siento ni un celo, estoy asegurado. Sé que también me quieres, pues me lo dijiste. Nunca más pasaré un momento triste. Eres quien adoro, eres pa' mí solo. Eres mi corazón y mi tesoro. No dudo que me quieres, pero mis compas me dicen que no hay que confiar en las mujeres. Yo no les creo, les digo que eres fiel. Además les dejo marcas íntimas en su piel. Pero la duda me implantaron. Tal vez no he visto lo que ellos ya miraron. Le pregunto o me espero a ver qué pasa, porque esta noche pensaba ir yo a su casa.
Wow. That was from the album Ibrahim Ferrer album. Ibrahim Ferrer, he was in the Buena Vista Social Club many years ago. They came to Europe, they toured around Europe, and one day they turned up in Sheffield. Wow, man, we found out that they were in Sheffield. And I remember that we went to the first time they played in Sheffield. I was requested to go to the City Hall and invite them to come to Cubana, you know, when Cubana was on Triple Lane. I was working at Cubana at the time. And I remember that day, it was my day off. So I was at home, relaxing, nice. You know, it was a Thursday, I remember Thursday. And suddenly my phone rang, and it was my boss, man. He was my boss, you know, from Cubana. He said, Mauro, I want to ask you a favor, man. And I said, well, yeah, what can I do for you? He said, well, you know what? If you come to the bar, you know, and come down, and I'll tell you what it is. And well, all right, if you insist, you know. So yeah, I got my coat on and went down to Cubana. When I get there, I said, yeah, boss, what's the favor that you want me my presence here for? And he goes, well, actually, you know, have you heard of a group called the Buena Vista Social Club? And I said, well, yeah, of course I have. They're fantastic, you know, these musicians, you know, that were put together by you know, a musician from United States, you know. I was Ray Kuda, and another name, that was so many years ago that I forget, but I remember this Ray Kuda, who actually did a documentary about the Buena Vista Social Club, and it was shown on TV, extracts of the documentary on TV, because that was going to be at the cinemas pretty soon. So anyway, he said, you know, that group is coming to Sheffield, you know, they are in Sheffield right now. They're playing the City Hall tonight. And I want you, as a favor, to go and get them to come to Cubana. Well, what? Pardon? It's about 10 musicians in that band, you know, that time. You know, I was thinking, how am I going to do that? I don't even know these people. He said, Mauro, no, you got the... you know, the gift of the gob, as they say. And I'm sure you can actually bring them over here. And I said, okay, we'll give it a shot, man, but I'm not guaranteeing anything. He said, no, what is, man? It's fine, you know, just give it a shot. Try it. At least try it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. We went to the City Hall. He had 2 tickets to go in. You know, we sat on the front. You know, the show was fantastic. Really, really amazing. You know, there was a... Cachaito, it was Ibrahim Ferrer, this guy just prayed for you. There was Ruben Gonzalez, you know, the piano player who, God bless him, so his soul, you know, he's gone now. He was 91 years old, man. You know, this man could hardly walk. It was held, you know, by 2 minders, you know, and he was sat on this piano, but his hands, man, his hands were alive. His hands were possessed with the notes and the piano. Fantastic guy. Anyway, at the end of the show, Baba, he said to me, my boss said to me, hey, go and get them now, Mauro. I went, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I went to around the corner, you know, there was a changing room sound. They were there, and on my way there, I was thinking, how am I going to approach these people? I don't even know them. You know, what am I doing here? I should be at home with my slippers on and a cup of tea. Anyway, I thought, well, okay, let's go. Let's give it a shot. So, you know, my best shot was I knocked on the door. They opened the door and I went, hey, compadres. And they all looked at me and they said, you're Chilean. I went, what? How did you know that? I said, yeah, we've been to Chile, man, and everywhere we went, we were compadres. Compadre here, compadre there, compadre everywhere, right? So, yeah, you're Chilean. I said, yeah, I am. And actually, by the way, you know what? I come here to meet you guys, obviously, yeah, and I want to extend this invitation to this bar that I work in, this bar called Cubana, right? And my boss is out there, you know, outside there, and he asked me to ask you to if you want to come along to you know, free drinks, free food, you know, your guests, you know, at Cubana. That's what he wants. And how about that? It's only around the corner here. It's only about 2 minutes walk just down the road. Yeah. Whoa. Well, real food? I said, well, of course, real food, man. It's old, you know, Spanish, Latino tapas, you know. Wow, man, because we haven't had a proper meal for quite a while, you know. All we've been given is sandwiches, you know, on the tour, you know, which is pretty disgusting, you know. And I said, no, you come here, you know. Blah, blah. Anyway, they got together, and then we brought into Cubana, you know. And it was, wow, they were so amazing. There were lots of people there at Cubana, people who... I had no idea that my boss had published, you know, printed in the Sheffield Telegraph that Buena Vista Social Club were coming to Cubana that night. You know, when they told me this, and I said to the boss, I said, how do you know? He said, well, Mauro, you know, I just said it, you know. And I said, what if they hadn't come? He said, well, I would have been an excuse to say, look, guys, you know, sorry about that, they couldn't make it or whatever, you know. But... anyway, it was in the papers already. So people after the show, some of the people who went to the show, they went to Cubanas and they were queuing outside. The doorman said, hey, what's going on here? He said, oh, Mauro, you know, all these people kept turning up. I don't know where they come from. I said, oh, from the city hall, man. They were just been seeing the concert and stuff. As we went in, some Parados were playing. You know, Armando, Rodrigo, Chris, Kevin, God bless his soul. He was still with us then. And yeah, wow, they were playing songs. Anyway, we treated these guys really, really well. You know, we food kept coming, you know. And they were so glad, you know, to be there, you know. And so, yeah, fantastico. It was a really, really, really good evening, you know, and they played at Cubana. So anyway, that was them. You see what I mean? Anecdotes, you know. And I think that they remember me because when I told them that I had a radio show, they said to me, you know what? So I gave them all the details about the radio show. So some of them, at the beginning, they used to listen to my show. And they sent me messages, you know, because we were for quite a long time, you know, we were on the internet, and as we turned to be radio station, proper radio station, I mean, say proper, you know, original radio station, I don't know how to put it. Anyway, but we're still on internet. That's why my listeners from Chile, my relatives, some people from New Zealand, Australia, you know, they by chance they cut the program, and some of them they listen to it regularly. Some when they have the time and everything. So yeah, I made friends with these people, man. I was fantastic, you know. Some of them have gone away now; they've passed away, you know. But the memory's there, man. The memory's there. Fantastic memories. Anyway, amigos, let's play some more music for you.
Que vida buena, que vida buena, que vida buena. Que vida buena, que vida buena, que vida buena. Thank you.
no quiera decirte lo que siento. No es que no pueda, si te digo te miento.
Feliz soy contigo, ay contigo. Tú me quitas la pena y la pena de mi negro camino. Y ahora quiero gritar y cantar a la vida tu encanto, mi amor. Lo que por ti suspiro.
Hey, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope that you enjoyed it so much as I did. I'm really, really, really want to apologize, you know, for some of the jumpy CDs that I had with me. But as I said, you know, as an old man, I keep forgetting things, you know, and I forgot that my CD cleaner, right? So, yeah, anyway, next week we'll be back again next Monday from 5 till 7. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed the show. Anyway, one more message for you. Two messages. Well, one in two. Love one another and free Palestine.
Este es un tiempo propicio para la modestia. Como sol da luz al día, fuerza y claridad se manifiesta. No importa la actitud,
altitud,
época del año. Cambia moneda, siempre lo mismo.
En cada día otro engaño.
Piel roja, tinta negra, papel blanco.
Traigo el paso presente y el futuro la deshago.
Intuiciones, adivinaciones, bola de cristales.
Pide firme,
conviviendo con todos los males.
Ruidosa calle está en mi jerga, mi lengua se hablan. Mis bocas se escupen fuego. Mi loro que pincha manda sonoras por la ventana.
No hay calé, no hay virgen, no hay parque, no hay peso, no hay pasta, no hay nada.
Ya no sigas echando cuentas.
Se darle el durillo y más leyendas.
No solo importa tu nevera y pagar letras.
Sin ni respiro, ni descanso, relajo, tregua.
Sigue, sigue, menos derechos y más tuerca.
Tan solo reconforta. Y el cuchillo con el euro pasa cuenta. Como una balada amarga, invadiendo las tabernas. Y el confort no reconforta. Y a costa de que su dolor le llenan cuenta. Tantos siglos tropezando.
Tiempo que está escrito, la comunidad de brindar más fuerte de los vivos. Sorpresa, un sonido que te somete. Se te mete la mente latente, ambiente envolvente. Desde la calle va la gente, vente, vente. Aquí quien no siente, miente evidentemente. Puede que nunca te hubiera dado cuenta que acabará lenta. Siempre se ve, imagínate, incorpórate, acéptalo. Es hora de caminar y poner la mirada de frente hacia un camino diferente, gente.
Calladamente, personas sin papeles no ven salida a su vida legalmente. Inmigrantes encerrados en las iglesias en huelga de hambre.
Dios no existe, por impago le han cortado el cable.
Mega macro multinacionales, multipoderosas, multideprimentes, multicapitales, multipatriarcales, multisiderales, multicoloniales, multimilitares, multiflotadoras, multidictadoras, multimiserables, multipoliciales.